New York rappers the Fat Boys were best known in the 1980s for a series of crossover pop hits recorded with everyone from the Beach Boys to Chubby Checker. By the 90s, the Fat Boys had faded from the spotlight. A new box set reissues their 1984 debut album, and reviewer Oliver Wang says the big men packed more than just a gimmick.
Before there was Heavy D or Chub Rock or the notorious B.I.G., there were the Fat Boys, Prince Marky D, Kool Rock Ski, and Buff Love, a.k.a. the human beatbox. You might remember the Fat Boys as a gimmick group, and there's a little truth to that. At the height of their career towards the late 1980s, they cranked out a string of singles that remade old rock and roll hits, including Louie Louie, The Twist, and of course their hit collaboration with the Beach Boys on Wipeout. However, just a few years earlier, the Fat Boys were hip-hop's most potent trio this side of Run-DMC. They first met in the early 80s at George Gershwin Junior High in East New York and formed into a crew called the Disco Three. In the spring of 1983, they entered a talent contest at Radio City Music Hall, one of the most ambitious hip-hop events of the old-school era. They won. An event organizer and impresario, Charlie Stettler, took them under his wing and, given their substantial stature, renamed them the Fat Boys. Now we may be a little chubby, but don't feel slow. We guarantee you one thing, we can surely come to the party and rock the house. As we harmonize, let's start to turn it out. So put the fish move and take it from me. Listen to the fish sounds of the Disco 3. Ha, ha. The Fat Boys album was recorded at a time of transition between the disco-influenced styles of the old school and a new, harder, sparser sound that was a natural fit with the staccato flows of Fat Boy MCs Marky D and Rock Ski. However, no one packed more of a sonic punch on this album than Buff Love. He was one of the very first beatboxers to be recorded, and the album was a veritable showcase for what he could create with little more than spitting into his fist. So check it out, party people, it's the human beatbox. The album reissue comes packaged in a mini cardboard pizza box, a gesture that feels both loving and kitschy. And the CD has a few bonus tracks, including the crew's first single when they were still the Disco 3. The Fat Boys would eventually go on to greater fame, but on this album, they're still young, still green, and still sound, pardon the pun, hungry. Now there was just one day that I will never forget. I got
jailed for something that I'll always regret. Reviewer Oliver Wang is an assistant professor of sociology at California State University Long Beach and writes the audio blog SoulSides.com. I thought to myself, I could almost die, but an image appeared, a pizza pie. So I put on the Adidas, headed out the door. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.